This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWired, and I am here with Tom Gillespie, and we are at the 2011 Swine Health Seminar presented by Boehringer Ingelheim. Tom, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Well, Tom, first of all, you're a veterinarian, and you said on the panel we were talking about some emerging PRDC control opportunities, and something of interest came up, and that was sort of the prevalence of flu in pigs. But first of all, let's talk a little bit about where in the country you actually practice.
Well, I'm located in Rensselaer, Indiana, which is in the northwest part of Indiana, about 2 hours south of Chicago, 2 hours north of Indy. But we actually have clients in six or seven different states. So we do a lot of traveling. And then I've been fortunate to do some international work as well in the last, since 1997. So it's been interesting.
So you're very well versed in a lot of these diseases or pathogen, if you like to use that term, of in pigs, especially different mm-hmm. things affect pigs at different ages. And one of the things that was discussed during today was pigs get the flu.
Absolutely.
So what happens when a pig gets a flu?
Flu virus is very similar to what happens in people. in 1918, the classic H1N1 flu strain caused a lot of death in humans. And it was thought for many, many years that the virus jumped from pigs into humans and infected them at that time. Well, what we know today is that humans, more than not, infect the hog units. So we have biosecurity programs in place. And I just thought I would mention that because that's been, probably in the last 3 years, the biggest change in how we're looking at influenza. Influenza is a pathogen that causes very acute, sudden clinical signs, high fevers. So you get this cascade of events that occur inside the body of the animal due to the reactions that animal is trying to protect itself. Same with us. I mean, we get influenza. We'll have fevers and chills. Well, the pig's going to be very similar, but it doesn't last very long. And that's the nice thing about influenza. It's in 3 or 4 days later. The pig's basically recovered. He's back up to eating. Now he's still shedding, but the vast majority of the shedding will occur in the first 3 to 4 days. So to do diagnostics, you can do nasal swabs. Those are probably the most common. If pig unfortunately dies, we can have tissue submissions, things like that, that helps us tie all the diagnostics together.
So once a pig gets a flu and you go through the diagnostics, what can you do?
Well, of course, you treat the secondary bacterial infections that are quite common in some flows, and you keep the pigs alive. Then you go into a preventative type program. And in your isolation and in sequencing of the virus, you find out if there's a commercial product available that can help us. And those are becoming multi-strain today, so there's several strains in this vaccine, so we're getting better cross-protection than we had in the past. And we use those then where the economics allows us to protect these pigs.
Now, is there also a way to prevent the pigs from getting the flu?
That's very, very difficult. One of the things you got to remember about the tool, vaccines, is that they can't prevent infection from occurring. And that's even true for us. If we get an influenza vaccination in the fall of the year or summer of the year, we can still get infected. But it lessens the clinical expression of that disease. So it's less. The pig isn't sick as long or as severe, and so we get them through it much quicker.
So basically, the big, what I'm hearing is one of the big lessons learned is that diagnostics is key.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So where can people go to get more information about your services?
We have a website, rssvet.com. And be glad to answer questions. You can contact us either off the website or whatever, and we'll help anybody.
Great. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.